On the other hand, they might come to a compromise. They may say, okay, at the end of the day, first you listen to me for 10, 15 minutes. I'll get off my mind all the stories that I saved up about the day, and then you can go veg out, watch television, read the paper, whatever you'd like to do. Or you might reverse it. You might say, okay, when you come home, you get 15 minutes to veg out, read the mail, watch television, take your shoes off, read the paper, whatever you feel like doing, and then we'll come together and we'll talk to each other and I'll tell you what's on my mind. For every difference that I've talked about, women and men both tell me that once they're aware of these patterns, they're very creative about solving the problem. Sometimes it's just a matter of taking the blame out of it. So you might say, oh, we're having one of those how was your day moments. People even tell me we're having a Deborah Tannen moment. This means that you're calling attention to the fact that a problem has arisen, but you're not accusing the other person of doing something wrong. One man told me that he always used to be very critical of his wife because she would come home from work and go on and on about all the terrible people at the office, complaining stories, problems with people that she worked with. When he went to a party, an office party, and met them all, afterwards he said to her, gee, I thought they were really nice people. She said, of course they're nice people. What gave you the impression that they weren't? And he said, well, the way you talked about them, I thought they were all a bunch of jerks. He also was critical of her because he thought it was wrong to talk against people. It was gossip, something he should never do. When he came to understand that what she was doing was a kind of troubles talk, that it didn't mean she hated her job and it didn't mean she hated her coworkers, it was just a way she had of making connection with him at the end of the day. And when he realized that what she was doing wasn't really a bad sort of gossip, it was just a way of feeling close, troubles talk, he started to listen. He even discovered that he kind of enjoyed telling stories about what happened during his day. And the man who told me this went on to say, and now my wife is reading maps. What, I said? What does that have to do with reading maps? Well, he didn't really know either, but the best I could figure out, now that she felt listened to, now that she felt he was really making an effort to do what she wanted, she made the extra effort to do what he wanted, which was learn to read maps. These are just a few examples of how once you understand style differences, you can find your own ways of being flexible, making changes, changing your own style, talking about it, meta-communicating, that is, talking about it in a way that doesn't assign blame. You'll probably find that people are much more willing to make changes when they understand the logic behind the other style. There's no point in saying to someone, don't give me advice, just listen. He's going to go crazy trying to listen to you if he doesn't know why you want to talk about a problem and you're not looking for a solution. If he understands why you would want to do that, you don't even need to tell him, just listen. It'll come naturally once he understands the logic. So at home as well as at work, we have the same three choices. We can change our way of speaking. We can meta-communicate or talk about ways of speaking. Or we might make no changes at all, but our frustration will be less because we understand what's going on. So what I would like to leave you with, what I feel is really the most important message that I've been building toward and fleshing out in all the lectures in this course, is to move beyond the assumption, which seems so natural to us to make, that there's one right way of speaking and our way is it. If you realize that there really are different conversational styles, different ways of saying what we mean, being indirect really is as legitimate as being direct. Using opposition or verbal aggression when you're not really attacking, you're just being friendly, to give two examples. When you can accept that the logic of the other style is just as legitimate as the logic of your own style, you can move away from having to think that you're wrong in order to say the other person is right. So in that sense, what we're talking about is simply respect for other people and for their differences. Not only differences based on gender, but all the other influences that lead to differences that I mentioned. understanding the concept of conversational style and understanding the patterns by which women's and men's conversational styles tend to differ gives you more of an understanding of human behavior in general, gives you more of an understanding of yourself, and maybe most important, gives you more control in improving your relationships with other people, both at work and at home, and in every context in which you use talk, getting things done in your everyday life.
Now that you've completed this course, be sure to test your comprehension by taking the final exam. You'll find the exam on this course's webpage at www.modernscholar.com. If you enjoyed this program, the Modern Scholar series from Recorded Books offers courses in a variety of subject areas taught by the world's greatest professors. Call 1-800-636-3399. Or visit the Modern Scholar webpage for a free catalog. This course, produced by John J. Alexander, is copyrighted 2003 by Recorded Books, LLC. The lecture text is copyrighted 2003 by Deborah Tannen. The lectures were recorded under the direction of Matthew Kavnar.